Last night, the Detroit Lions made a pretty bold statement on and off the field as they revealed their highly anticipated new uniforms at Ford Field. The event, exclusively for Lions loyal members, showcased the fusion of the team's modern essence and the rich heritage of its storied franchise. And following the triumphs of last year, the Lions Chief Communications and Brand Officer, Brian Fattini, joins us now on the JR Morning Show. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So give us an overview of the new uniforms. Talk about the inspiration behind these uniforms and what they symbolize for the team.
Yeah, for us, it really is embracing a new era while honoring the past, to be honest. We really wanted to go back to a more traditional look on our home uniform, the blue. So we cleaned some things up there with the block numbers and brought silver and white in a little more prominently. And then on the white, a road jersey, kind of the same thing. Push the envelope a little with Detroit across the chest, something that our players are really excited to wear on the road. And then our alternate uniform is black, and we knew it would be a little polarizing when we brought it back for a lot of reasons, but it's something that we felt brought a new energy, really showed the grit and the attitude of this team. Our coach, Rod Wood, our president, told a great story last night about Coach Campbell asking for it. Our players were really adamant about having one. So we feel like at the end of the day, we've got something for everybody, which is what our goal was.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Dan Campbell wanted these black uniforms, and he asked about them all the way back in 2021.
He did. He did. Rod, he talked to Rod about bringing them back, and Rod told him at the time that if he wanted a division, we'd bring them back. And so it worked out really well for the storytelling, but we had a lot of faith in where the team was going. And so we pulled the trigger on them about 18 months ago. We made that decision, and the team helped us out and brought it all full circle.
You guys found out what every White House has known since the beginning of time. Things have a way of leaking out sometimes. Was that a strategic leak? Just kind of get people fired up, or was that a little oopsie? And to that end, how are they selling?
So I will tell you, it was not a strategic leak. That happened. I will say, our marketing and social team is not just best in class in the NFL. I truly believe they're world class, and they prepared for it. They embraced the fact that it could happen. And so we were ready. And I think that was, these things happen. And once they do as a business, it happens across industry. And you can either, you know, get upset about it, or you can leap to it and make it a positive. And I think our team did an amazing job.
I don't think it stole your thunder at all. And you know, but these jerseys are now up online. Are you seeing some traffic?
So last night's event was amazing. Tons of energy. I think when I left the building last night, I think we had one black jersey left in the building.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
I believe it was a 3X if anybody out there is looking for one. But it was one black jersey left. So that tells us a lot about the fans that were in attendance and their reaction, which is great.
Are there still the tributes on the jerseys to William Clay Ford? You know, the WCF, is that still on there and on the helmets as well?
It is, and we made a decision to bring it to life in a different way, but still honor Mr. Ford. So it's going to be a permanent sticker on the back left of the helmet that'll be on there on both helmets for every game. And then we did something really interesting. We were with Nike, who's amazing at this. We created a label that will live only in the game-worn jerseys, and it's inspired a little bit by Mr. Ford's style. He was always very well-dressed, very classy. So it mimics a custom suit label. It's got the traditional WCF logo and then his penned signature underneath it, and that'll live inside our game-worn jerseys.
According to Justin Rogers' article, the Lions will have five pairs of pants, white, blue, black, silver, and silver with stripes, increasing flexibility. This is great. They could just go in the closet and choose different combos.
They can, within reason. There's some NFL rules we've got to make sure we stay within, but it is. It was one of our goals. I think we don't want to go as far as some of the college programs, but we want to have a little flexibility and have a little fun with the way we can wear them.
You know, while I was a marketing guy in college, far be it for me to tell you your job, Ryan, but you know, there may be a branding opportunity that you're missing. Something like this.
Forward down the field.
Lloyd Jackson has a great set of pipes, Brian.
Lloyd, let's go. We got a mic for you.
Well, listen, I am available if there's ever a need. If someone gets ill, I'm there.
Hey, We love it.
For those out there that might be saying, oh, this is much ado about some subtle changes in the unis, from a marketing standpoint, explain why you got to keep it fresh.
Well, I think for us, it's our team continues to evolve, and I think the look evolving with it, the city evolves, and so making sure the look continues to evolve with it without getting away from who we really are. And that's why it's important to us. I think, you know, uniforms across sports have become such an energy point. People obsess about them. There are literally hundreds of websites who focus on them. It's just one of those things that people get so passionate about. So when you're doing this from, you know, the last 2 years, there's a little trepidation, but there's also a ton of excitement to roll out something that everybody will like.
And I just got to feel that, you know, with the black jersey and the helmet, the blue with the black lion, that's, you know, we were talking about it earlier, like having blackout nights where everybody wears black and at the stadium and when they wear their black jerseys, I think it would be a lot of fun.
It opens up a ton of opportunity. And last night there was a woman behind me in the stands. As soon as the lights went out to reveal the black jersey, she was going nuts. Just so excited for it. And that's really what makes it, you know, that shows you all the possibilities that people are that excited about an alternate. It's really, really fun.
But I think everybody's also excited about the team this year as well.
Yeah, no, obviously a great run last year. Really happy. You know, we were a half away from where we really wanted to be, but the team, you know, great energy rolling into this year. The guys are back at Allen Park this week, getting work in, which just brings another level of energy into the building. So it's been fun, and we're looking forward to getting on the field.
Well, there, it also, like, it's new, but it also harkens back to some older days of the Lions, which is cool too.
Yeah, that was important to us. I think if you look at the last jersey we wore, they were a little, our silver kind of muted to a little gray over time.
Right.
We wanted to get back to silver. We really pinned up the early 90s uniform as a muse. And then we also, the first thing we put on the wall was the work that Ford did with the Bronco, because I think they did a masterful job of taking something classic and iconic and really giving it a new modern look. And that's really what we wanted to do here.
Now that's interesting. What did you, I mean, with the Bronco, there's certainly the off-road kind of edgier thing, but then there's also kind of that classic two-tone that they got going on. What inspiration did you pull from the vehicle?
It was really their ability to take that look. Like, you see a Bronco, whether it's a late 60s or the newer ones, they look connected. They look like they are in the same family. And we looked at our uniforms in the 90s and said, hey, can we do something like that where this really gives you that traditional vibe, looks like it's meant to be in the family, but also we need all those modern elements that Nike design and production brings. So that was really, when we looked at that Bronco, it was like, we thought Ford just did a marvelous job of that. And we know how advanced the new ones are. And so we really just, that was our muse sort of on the wall for the last 2 years.
Well, we remember the Bears in the Super Bowl shuffle back in 85. Having seen Kirby Joseph on the runway yesterday, you better trademark that dance, because I think you can make use of it.
Kirby's got energy to spare. And he really, really brought it for us yesterday. It was great. And he's not going to run out of dances, I promise.
Brian Fattini is the Detroit Lions Chief Communications and Brand Officer. Pleasure having you. Those uniforms are great, and I'm sure they're going to excite the fans as well. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, sir.
And coming up, you could win tickets to experience the magic of Annie playing Detroit's Fox Theater for 5 performances, May 3rd through the 5th. Listen in. We'll be giving away those tickets momentarily. And coming up next, Mark Hollis, the Chief Operating Officer of Rock Ventures and host of JR Sunday from 8 to 10. He has a special show planned for Sunday. We'll talk to him about it coming up next at 8:49 on JR Morning.